Who I have with me now is Trish Gaynor, and Trish Gaynor's from the local employment services here in on Bundratty Drive in what do you say was the Coolock
Development Centre, the Northside Partnership.
Ah, okay.
Mark.
You're very welcome, Trish. Thanks very much for coming in this afternoon. Local employment services, I suppose the last few years has been busy.
It has. It's been very busy, and it's been a great resource for people to help, you know, help them plan and basically develop a career path plan and maybe not so much always get back to work, but just get back to a plan or a path that will ultimately get them back to work. That's what we're about.
Yeah, I suppose, and we've discussed this before, you know, lots and lots of people who probably uniquely this time around, lots of people who would have had maybe 10, 20, 30 years experience in some cases suddenly finding themselves, what am I going to do? And that's where the need for the training and all, I suppose, came in.
Yeah, and that's basically what we look at. And the wonderful part about the Northside Partnership Local Employment Service, it is a confidential one-to-one service. So it's not that they have to do what everybody else is doing. It's one-to-one. And basically, we work with the individual to develop a plan basically around their skills, needs, educational levels, fears. So it basically works at their level, their path, to help recreate something that suits them.
Well, it's a scary place to find yourself. It really is. I mean, especially if you've been used to working from the time maybe you left school, you got a job. And as we did back then, I say back then, I make myself sound ancient. As we did back then, you know, when you came out of secondary school, you got a job and you held on to it for dear life. You know, may not necessarily what you had been planning as a career or as a, but you just kind of held on and you stuck with it and you developed all those skills and everything else. And what's happened now, as I say, with lots of people after being 20 or 30 years in the one company or the one industry, they've probably found themselves with an opportunity to say, well, you know what, I might be able, I've always wanted to do that. So reskilling is there, and the services you provide help people with that.
Absolutely. And again, we use the resources because we're a wonderful community, so to speak, network in the Northside Partnership. We also have a great and a very much expertise in education with an education guidance officer as well dedicated to the service. And basically, we look at training. There's a lot of government funding training programs about, but we also look at the education and full-time education and at university level. So tapping into those and helping people, you know, basically develop what they want to do and get into a course that best suits them and achieves their goals with the learning and the workplace goals of the course is something we do. And now we're starting to see the other effect of it, that people now have finished the education and are now going into the workplace for the first time in that new area of reskilling.
And excuse me, very dry in here. I don't know what it is. And you said a reskill, and it just gives that whole thing. I mean, I did the jobs club a few years ago, and it was great. I was a bit very tentative going into it, but it's really, really good fun.
And it's that's a lot of the feedback that people feel. They're apprehensive when we talk about it, and we run a wonderful jobs club in our Kilbarrack office in the Greendale Shopping Centre.
That's where I was.
Yep, and we have a great program running there as we speak. It's still running, and it's still achieving those same goals.
Yeah.
And again, it's sometimes a little bit of a sell to people to say, how about looking at the jobs club? But again, it starts initially giving them that purpose of, I'm going to get up every day for 2 weeks. I'm going to focus on job-seeking skills. But I'm going to get support with it. I'm not doing it alone.
Yeah.
I do have expertise. I have other peers that are also in the same situation. And you share ideas and it becomes a collective of, oh, God, yeah, I can do this. And confidence builds and motivation builds. So it's still ongoing down there and doing great work.
I can't recommend it highly enough. I have to be honest with you. As I said, I was quite apprehensive going into it, but it was really enjoyable. I think we did it for about 3 weeks. Was it 3 or 4 weeks? Well, I can't remember exactly. I think it was 3 mornings a week for 3 weeks, whatever it was, I can't off the top of my head. But it was, you got to the point where you looked forward to going in, you know, and again, it was that thing of, it was getting you out.
And then I think you'd kind of sometimes look, you know, get not as happy when it ends, because you just feel, God, I've just had this. It actually runs for 2 weeks at the moment.
Yeah.
And people actually don't want it to end, because, you know, it feels good to be part of this group that is doing this work. But also, we've had the fortunate opportunity to have employers come in and basically talk to people. And it's not necessarily that they always get a job from that employer. But when you ask a client, how did you feel? And they said, well, I felt better because I actually got to speak to an employer rather than applying for a job and getting no reply.
Trish, we were just talking before the break there, you know, about the Jobs Club, and my own experience was it was very, it was a great bonding experience, and you ended up, I think it was one or two people you ended up staying in touch with, and, you know, how are you getting on, you bump into them, and if people feed off that too, because it kind of makes you, oh, well, he's actually doing well, and they're doing well, and, you know, and it kind of, it's its own momentum gathering kind of thing. It's a really, really good experience, you know.
And it's things that you're probably missing from the workplace, because those kind of things happen in the workplace. So that's why we promote programs and participation in programs, because it does replace with what you had when you were working, or if you haven't been, or in school, or in an environment, that there is that sharing and that peer group. And that's the great thing about the Northside Partnership and the Local Employment Service. Yeah. The Northside Partnership Network has so many resources in education, health in the community, parenting courses, healthy food made easy. So there's other programs we look at to link people in. If they feel comfortable in our office, then they sometimes feel comfortable doing our programs.
Yeah.
So basically it gets them back into programs, back into feeling good, back into networking, making friends. And having a bit of a peer group that they makes them feel better.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I know my experience was when I was got redundancy, and I'd been in a company for 20 odd years, and for the first 6 months, we're looking out of prison.
Yeah.
It's such a weird experience. It really is. And
lost.
You can become very isolated very quickly. You know, and like the Jobs Club, as I said, it got me out there, and it got me networking again, meeting people, just going. I mean, even right, you're in the and you're doing the class and everything, but then you go and you have your cup of tea and you're talking about the football. And as you say, it is like the camaraderie of a workplace, and it's hugely important, because it just does give you that lift, and that lifts your, raise your spirits, because you can become very isolated, even in your own home with the family all around you. You become very isolated very quickly.
Absolutely. And that's, again, what we see is the isolation. So that even if it's not a 4-year university degree or a 1-year course, people might start by engaging into taste of courses or goal setting programs and things that just make them start feeling better and less isolated, and feel there are supports out there. And like I said, we're fortunate that the Northside Partnership has so many resources and programs in its umbrella that we can tap into and use and work with each other and get feedback and still see the clients while they're in the programs, that they do feel safe, comfortable and less isolated.
I was going to, and you said to me, you're not a great one for stats and facts and figures. So I'm not going to ask you for that as such, but the success rate, we hear in the media all the time now, and the government telling us, you know, that things are getting better. The live register's coming down all the time, stuff like that. And I know it's a whole different conversation. We'll keep that for another day.
Yep.
But for yourselves in the office and the services you're providing, how is it for you, you know, when you see people coming back and going, I got that, or I had to get in this? And, you know, do you get the feedback? Do you find people make that connection and they go back to you and they say, you know, thanks very much, I'm at the getting this, and I'm at the...
Yes, definitely they do. And it's a feel-good factor, whether it's a job, a course, a work employment community employment program. People feel better when they do get something, because they feel that they've achieved, or, you know, gotten the interview and they've gotten through that threshold that we've prepared them for, and then they've gotten on to the next step and they've gotten the job. People feel great, and that's the feedback they give. They're happy to be back at work, and there's activity now. There's a lot of, you know, temporary and part-time jobs happening, and that, you know, people are taking and they're going back to work casually. A lot of young lads are, you know, getting motivated. They see, you know, a few cranes up and people saying, I might give you a little bit of work. So there is a bit of activity and a bit of more positive feeling about there possibly being more jobs. You know, again, stats I don't have,
but
we do see more activity and people feeling a little bit better about the prospect of the positions that maybe will be coming, or courses. There's a lot of courses and courses that have skills and work placements with them. So, you know, Momentum is a big one that they have, you know, in class training, and then they get, say, a few months in the employment area working and basically getting an employment placement out of it. So, you know, and even JobsBridge, for a lot of people that does work, especially if you've, you know, studied and reskilled at something, then you want to take it to the workplace. You could use that to convert it to the workplace and possibly then get a job later on.
Yeah. Well, as you say, there are those, but you've the CE schemes, the JobsBridge and everything else, and I have views on them. We could talk about them another day.
Lots of people do. Works for some.
It does absolutely works for some, and you know, even if it works for one, it's worth it.
Absolutely.
Even if it works for just one person, it's worth it. Absolutely, 100% agree totally with that. So, you know, we were saying there, you know, the last few years especially, been tough times all around the country, and did you have to adopt the model you worked to cater for the big rise in unemployment there around 2009, 2010? Was it the program you had in place, was it always there, or did it need to be adapted, and or was it just kind of as you went along you added bits on and it became a more all-inclusive kind of program for people?
I think that's the beauty of the partnership. It's always adapted to the needs of the community, and that's what the local employment service is part of. So that is something that we did in the past, but we also did during that downturn. So that is something, though, that we were used to doing. And basically, it is about meeting the needs of the community, being a bridge to the people in the community to access not just information, but programs, and maybe develop programs that best suit the needs of the community at that time. So I think, on a good note, that is a great skill of the Northside Partnership.
Absolutely, because, you know, we all hope for a day where, you know, we might get back to some level of full employment or back to the levels we were at. But of course, there's always going to be need for community services, you know, and, you know, that's where it was at, you know, how you adapt. And as you say, that's the beauty of the partnership, is that you adapt to the needs of the community all the time. And if we got to a point where we closer to fuller employment or better employment levels, and the live register drops way back down to pre-2008 levels, the partnership will go on, because needs will change.
Yes,
and you adapt to those needs. Then
and new programs will be developed. So
absolutely,
and we're always there to adapt, run, and help create new programs.
Yeah, with regards to I'm just had to come into my head. Trina is the person who was on the Jobs Club in Kilbarrick.
Yeah, now we have a new lady, Jackie Ring.
Jackie. And Maeve was another.
Yeah.
Maeve, I remember. Just had it coming into my head, that name. So Trina and Maeve, you're out there listening. Hi, how is it going?
Jackie Ring is now the coordinator, and that's in the Greendale Shopping Centre.
In Greendale.
In Kilbarrick.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, if people are listening in and they're interested in it, you know, because I suppose one of the things you're constantly working on is getting yourselves out there, letting people know you're there. Mm-hmm. And I mean, there was the few fairs, there was one out in Sutton that were you there that day in Sutton?
I wasn't personally, but my colleague Helen Smart was there.
Helen, that's right, I remember that day. I just remember they were there. And I think there was another employment fair in Parnells recently as well.
Yes.
And those things are great to get out into the community and let you. And we had one downstairs here actually as well. There was one downstairs.
We work hand in hand with the education department, usually organises a lot of the fairs, and the local employment service is also there, as all the Northside Partnership programs tend to be represented, because there's lots of programs running that people might be interested in.
But, you know, you have your website, and if people are interested in getting in touch with you, the website is
www.northsidepartnership.ie. And they could contact the Northside Partnership Local Employment Service directly at 848-5608. And we're on Bunratty Drive, and we're located in the Coolock Development Centre.
And of course, their local employment services would be able to point them in the right direction anyway.
Absolutely. And the Northside Partnership head office is right next door, and their number is 848-5630.
Well, Trish, as always, It's a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you, Mark. We've come in any time.
No,
and like I said, we would talk to anybody. Like, you know, just helping point them in the right direction is something we do as well. So,
well, it is hugely important that people
to talk to anybody.
Yeah, it is hugely important that people know that those services are available for them. You know, and that they also know that, much as they might be a tad apprehensive, there's nothing really to be afraid of. And it could be the best decision they ever make. Taking the first step is always the hardest one, but it's usually the best one.
Absolutely. And, come in and say hello and ask a question and we'd be happy to answer it.
Absolutely. And as I say, Trish, it's always a pleasure. I know you were talking to Noel the last time. I'm at the usurping you off of him. He won't be happy tomorrow. He'll give it out to me. How are you, Noel, if you're listening? Trish says hi. Okay, Trish, listen, thanks so much for
coming
in. And as always, it's a pleasure to have you. And sure, we look forward to seeing you again.
Great stuff. Happy Christmas.
And you too. There you go, guys. That's Trish Gaynor from the Local Employment and Service here on Bunratty Drive. And as she said, you know, if you're at home finding yourself or a loose end, you're out walking, you don't know what your next steps are, drop in, say hello, have a cup of tea and have a chat. I promise, from somebody who's been in Jobs Club myself, I said, you won't regret it. It's a great experience. It just gives you that little bit of confidence to just put yourself out there and keep on going. All right, we're going to continue on now with a little piece of music. This is another one from John Lennon. This is, I don't know what this one is. Let's just put it on and see. It's the Ballad of John and Yoko.
Trying to get to Holland or France. The man in the match says you've got to go back. You know they didn't even give us a chance. Christ, you know it ain't easy. You know how hard it can be. The way things are going, they're gonna crucify me. Finally made the plane into Paris.
Steps and I at scale. We're just another winter's tale. Stand alone, a bell is ringing far away. I wonder if you hear, I wonder if you're listening, I wonder where you are today. Good luck, I wish you well, for all that wishes may be worth. Strength are with you for the length of your time on earth. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? Just another winter's tale. It was only a winter's tale, just another winter's tale. And why should the world take notice of one more love that's failed? It's a love that could never be, though it meant a lot to you and me. On a worldwide scale, we are just another winter's tale.
There you go. That's David Essex with A Winter's Tale. That's another one of those you don't hear too often, Brendan.
Yeah, I personally don't anyway.
Yeah, it's about 1982, I think that one was a Christmas hit for Mr. David Essex. 1980 makes me feel old. The fact that I remember it. I remember it being the charts. I remember seeing it on Top of the Pops. Holy God. Well, Brendan, we were just talking there earlier on. You have to be on work experience here for the few weeks now, and you're nearly at the end. How have you found the whole Near FM experience?
Well, I found everybody here very friendly, and it's a very kind of warm and welcoming experience. Like, everything is professionally done, but at the same time, it's just, it doesn't feel as tense here as it does, I can imagine, in other radio stations.
Yeah, it is a bit laid back, as they say. We tend to relax and...
Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, well, it's good fun. I mean, you know, we get a lot of people coming in on work experience and things like that, and it's usually important. I mean, talking about the employment stuff and all that, being talking about, and it's good when we get people who come in and leave a positive experience that they're having here, you know. So it's good that you enjoyed it. How many, you were saying, you have a few more days with us, yeah?
I believe I have two more to do. Yeah,
two more. And mad plan, you're not going to shock us. You're not going to do anything shocking on it, no?
Surprise, yeah. To keep that as a surprise. But no, seriously though, like, I really respect the fact that you're so kind of clued into the community, and you're so promoting of community issues, and, you know, helping to keep everybody together. I think that's really good. I respect that a lot.
Yeah, well, I have to say, it's been a pleasure having you joining me on the last few Monday mornings. It's been great having you here, and hopefully we'll be here again next Monday and we'll have a final blowout.
Oh yeah, well, thank you. Thanks for having me, and I'm happy to be here.
No, you're welcome. You're very, very welcome. It's been a pleasure getting to know you, Brendan. Okay, we're going to finish now with one last song, and this it's a tribute to John Lennon. It's probably the best tribute song, I think, that was ever written. It's called Empty Garden, Hey Hey Johnny, and Elton John wrote it. And he doesn't perform it too often. He only ever performs it in New York. And if you ever get the chance, go on YouTube, see him perform it in New York. It's very emotional for him. Him and John Lennon were friends. But this was this is the tribute that Elton John wrote for John Lennon after he was murdered, and it's absolutely one of my favourite songs of all time. I really, really love it. I hope you enjoy it. This is Elton John with Empty Garden.
As the New York sunset disappeared, I found an empty garden among the flagstones there. Must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. Now it all looks strange. It's funny how one insect can damage so much grain. And why the cracks along the sidewalk, nothing grows no more. Ooh, lived here, he must have been a gardener that cared a lot, who weeded out the tears and grew a good crop. And we are so amazed, we're crazy.
We hear your name.
There you go. That's Elton John's magnificent, beautiful tribute to John Lennon. What do you think of that song, Brendan?
That's the first time I've heard it now.
Yeah, it's
very good.
It really is. It's a great song. As I say, you never Elton John doesn't perform it that often. He only performs it in New York. It's the only place where he'll perform it. But it's a great, great song. So, no better song to go out on, I don't think. And I see the inimitable Mr. Bourne looming large in the door window. So it's time for us to get the hell out of here. Yes, it is indeed time for us to head off. 2 hours at the flying in, as usual. My thanks to all my guests for coming in this morning. Tony Monaghan from the Radical Food Company. By all means, check out the Radical Oats. They're really, really tasty. Really, really nice and handy snack for the kids and everything else. Really, really good food. Jerry Stanley of Dublin Fire Brigade, thanks so much for him coming in to us and just telling us all about safety around the home at Christmas. Very important, folks. Just pull out all the plugs, blow out all the candles and keep your family safe. Get your fire, smoke alarms all sorted, everything else, and stay safe this Christmas. And finally to Trish Gaynor from the Local Employment Services here on Bunratty Drive for coming in and having the app with us. It's always a pleasure to see Trish. That's me done. As I say, Liam Bourne will be with you now shortly. And my thanks as well to Brendan. I mightn't get to share the studio with you again, Brendan. It's been a pleasure getting to know you.
Oh, it's been a pleasure to get to know you too, Mark. Thanks very much for the opportunity.
Not at all. Thank you so much. Okay, guys, that's me away. Have a great week. Stay safe, stay warm. And coming up after me is the inimitable Liam Bourne with Lunchtime with Selenie.
This is 90.3 Near FM.
If you thought that environmental destruction, planet meltdown, and even Armageddon was just around the corner, well, you could very well be right. But together we can do something to halt the destruction of our environment. To find out the why and the wherefore, and possible solutions to saving our environment, why not tune in to Enviro 3:30 in the afternoons every Monday, 90.3 FM, with myself, John Houghton.
Senior citizens calling, senior citizens calling. Our mission is to impart relevant information. Tune your wireless to 90.3 FM any Monday from 2:30 to 3:30. Near FM calling, Near FM calling.
I'm Wynn na Muike, Clor Gwelgad, a Craile, a Glahort Raisha Cuig, Gok Tronona, a Rit na Shachtana. Over, Politiacht, Cursi Raha, Sport, Pastel, August Kjol. Oglov, Ladini Artula, Obolia Aklea, Hor Huig, August O Hempel na Tira. I'm Wynn na Muike, Gok Law, a Rit na Shachtana, a Glahort Raisha Cuig.